Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
The Banking Association of South Africa says small and medium enterprises make up about 91% of formalized business and employ around 60% of the labor force in South Africa, with total economic output accounting for around 30%. So small and medium enterprises are so important for us here in South Africa. And joining us to speak about that is Lynette Mishi. She's a client strategy head for FNB Business. Lynette, thanks so much for your time on Kaya Biz this evening. You've recently published an article that speaks about what FNB is doing when it comes to small and medium enterprises and trying to drive and scale growth. Tell us about that.
Good evening, Zinga, and good evening to all the listeners, firstly, and thank you so much for having me on your show. So to come to your question, maybe firstly, just for the sake of some listeners who might not have the context, the Global SME Finance Forum is really a gathering of world-leading financial institutions, policymakers and innovators who are really there to shape the future of the SME finance as well as growth. So really, FNB's participation in this platform is really anchored on our very much rooted invested in Ubuntu, which really reflects on our commitment to inclusive growth and sustainable partnership. So the three-day forum really was packed with sharing, discussions, showcasing on all the global efforts that are happening in driving the greater inclusive growth through SME financing, innovation, policy support, as well as enablement. And that's where the article really, you know, came to life here, because the role in that the partnerships with DFIs really play was quite central to most of the discussions, because DFIs really enable institutions like us to scale, both from a financial and a non-financial efforts to support SMEs.
Mm-hmm. If you want to talk about scale, Lynette, you obviously have to help SMEs jump over some walls. And so what are some of those barriers that the small and medium enterprises in South Africa continue to face when it comes to that growth and accessing funding?
Very good question here, because it's and what was also quite evident at the summit was that it's not only just South Africa, right? It's actually a lot of those developed countries. But really, within the South African context, you know, SMEs face systemic as well as operational hurdles, which really impact their ability to participate and thrive within the economy. So when it comes to specifically to scaling challenges, access to markets is quite a huge, challenge or barrier in that space, because they do not have the networks. The supply chains tend to be quite disruptive. And we can give examples of some of the port disruptions, geopolitical instability, which really impact SMEs the most. And then we talk of regulation and compliance, which really can be tedious, for SMEs. So that really has an impact on scaling. And then the other key barrier is the access to funding. You know, SMEs don't always have enough data for financial institution to assess the risk. And also we find that at times financial institutions really over rely on collateral. However, for banks like FNB, we also have unsecured lending, which is really broad based within our space. And then also the last point I'd like to say is digital infrastructure gaps. What happens in this environment is that the SMEs don't have access to the infrastructure to be able to access credit, as most of this credit in that space is offered via digital, channels. So those are some of the barriers that they face.
Lynette, when you speak about those barriers, I'm not even a small business owner and I'm getting tired thinking about how many of them there are. And if you're going to deal with them, even as an institution like FNB, I imagine there must be some collaboration, and that's where development finance institutions come in. Take us through how you work with DFIs to try and manage these challenges you've spoken about, whether they be around the data, collateral, or the geopolitical factors.
So FNB through the First Rand Group, we maintain very close relationships with multiple DFIs, mm-hmm. so that we can ensure that we are availing ourselves for potential finance resource enablement. So some of the enablement or the support or the partnership arrangements that we have with DFIs is technical assistance support. So basically, within this context, they help in terms of contributing to our institutional knowledge, as well as increase the bank capacity and ability to extend and de-risk the lend environment. And also we also partner through credit risk enablement in the form of credit sharing or guarantees. I mean, if you know for corporate finance, right? Under corporate finance, we tend to emphasize the principles of risk and return. So typically institutions like us, our investment decisions are based on risk and return. And so that's where the problem lies. But because the way DFIs are structured, the way they are constructed, the way they look at the different considerations that they apply, they are able to step in and partner with us so that they can mitigate the risk. And with that, we are then able to extend more credit. And we are also mm-hmm. able to lend at lower interest rates. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the partnership arrangements that really enable us to scale and participate more fully in that space.
Yeah, you were just talking about that risk sharing or de-risking. If we can get into specifics now, there's something that you've done with the IFC and the Dutch Entrepreneurial Development Bank. Can you take us through that and just give us more information?
Certainly. So maybe just before I just get to that specific, example, I just also want to bring to the attention of the audience that this is only but one of the structures that we've got in place. Mm-hmm. I mean, since by June 2024, we had actually contracted over 33.2 billion in DFI supported funding. But coming back to the specific example that you're making reference to, in April 2025, we announced that we had entered into a 1.8 billion credit risk sharing facility in partnership with IFC. This was really to help de-risk and scale financing for SMEs. What this means, maybe just in simple terms, is that IFC are going to be able to cover 50% of all the credit losses that are associated with the loans originated under this capacity, this facility. So effectively, mm-hmm. it means that FNB has an additional 1.8 billion that of risk capacity we can extend to. Mm-hmm. So it then has enabled us to scale, to lend to more customers, and also to really hone in on strategic segments or areas like women in business, agriculture, healthcare, which are all part of our shared prosperity focus areas.
Mm-hmm. And if someone is listening and they're a small business owner, they're excited about the possibility of accessing the kind of finance that you've spoken to us about and the different models that are there, what do they need to remember when approaching you?
So because we've got a combination, the way we approach it, we've got broad-based mm-hmm. Enablement, which is basically across all our SME base. And then we've got some really targeted, for example, women in business. So what we encourage any SME listening today who wants to participate is you need to approach your banker. If you go to any nearest branch, if you get in contact with the FNB, you go to a banker, and the bankers can then advise you correctly on the right product and process to follow.
Mm-hmm. And then when it comes to this enablement and this scale and growth of SMEs that you are really championing, I know that it's context specific. You've said it's not just a South African thing, it's an African thing. If we're looking at the global factors that you've also spoken about, South Africa has assumed the G20 presidency this year, and there's going to be many events and a focus on South Africa there. How are you involved, if in any way?
Oh, FNB is one of the sponsors, right? So I think you've seen out on the market and billboards and adverts that we're one of the G20 sponsors. Mm-hmm. So we are definitely an integral part of G20. We've got various platforms, for example, on this Global SME Finance Forum. We participate in various groups. We did presentations. We're part of panels. So we bring the voice of financial institution into the conversation. And we also influence policy decision making. So we host side events. We host also, engagements that are linked to G20, which contribute to the overall discussion that's going to culminate on the official event. So really, we've got input into the policy discussions around that, the financing, the innovation through various platforms.
Mm-hmm. And so there's so much work, it sounds like, that's being done with different entities, whether it's the conference that you've spoken about, whether it's the DFIs, the G20, and really trying to shape that global policy. And so, Lynette, let's say everything that you are doing as FNB and all your plans come to bear fruit. What is the next 5 to 10 years going to look like for SMEs in South Africa and beyond?
Wow, that's a loaded question, right? look, if I had a magic wand, if all things being equal, if we could determine all else variables that need to come together to make this work, because it's not only one organization that can impact, it's multiple stakeholders that need to come together to create that ecosystem. But really, we would really want to see SMEs contributing even more to the economic growth.
Mm-hmm.
We know we've got an employment problem here, so would really want to see SMEs making strides, because I think it's agreed, it's known that SMEs are the engine to economic growth and job creation.
Mm-hmm.
So we really would want to see their role elevated, and would really want to see more and more stakeholders working together in a coordinated manner to ensure that ultimately we create an ecosystem that SMEs thrive. So really, that's what we'd like to see, and we are working towards with all our different stakeholders.
Yeah, if we look at the allocations that are there, you're focusing on SMEs, you're focusing on women, as you've spoken about, green finance as well. So these are also very future-facing allocations, because we know that if women are empowered, the economy can grow anything between, I think it was 3% and 10%, if women are just given more access to funding and more growth.
Yep. That's so true. I mean, there's the name is not coming into my head of who said it, but it was an African leader who said, when you empower a woman, you empower a nation.
Correct.
So that's the impact that women have. We empower women, look beyond just the immediate locus of control. They look at impacting broader, be it schools, be it communities. So really, the role of women cannot be further emphasized than what we are doing right now. Mm-hmm. It is critical that we empower women.
Okay, and then when we're looking at the green as well, making sure that there's, green finance, businesses are empowered, so that the economy of the future is one that is sustainable, I imagine, empowered and successful.
No, spot on. We have to ensure that whatever we do, it's sustainable. So part of the sustainability finance is to ensure our involvement in that, and our involvement in climate impact is to ensure that whatever we're doing, we can leave it for future generations.
Okay. Lynette Mhishi, Client Strategy Head for FNB Business, just speaking about how FNB and the G20 are empowering South African, African SMEs. Thanks so much for your time on Kaya Biz this evening.
Thank you so much, and thank you for the opportunity to be here.
All right.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.